The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early on, the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe, sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go, tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is risen, alleluia. Truly, he is risen, alleluia. Alleluia. This word we have been abstaining from for 40 days. Happy Easter, alleluia. We have come a long way to be able to be here together on this greatest night of the Christian year in praise and in wonder and in thanksgiving. So I say to you one more time, and we cannot get tired of it yet, happy Easter. In our creed, our statement of faith, we recite each time that on the third day Jesus rose from the dead. And today, now, this is that third day. Today, which actually began last night with the vigil, is the Lord's day. This night, the vigil. And it is the day which death was crushed. And we proclaim that Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, is alive. On Friday, we witnessed his death by memory and by the word of God. And he entered the tomb, and throughout the night and throughout today, during the day, we accompanied in silence and in vigil, waiting and watching, while Jesus was still in the tomb. And yet, as sun sets and day turns into evening, and the calendar of the church starts a new day, we can gather and rejoice because our Lord and Savior has emerged from the tomb. He is resurrected. He is alive. Through this journey that we have made, that we make every year, we are able to walk along with the disciples as they struggle to understand what they were witnessing. But even more importantly, to unite ourselves with Jesus as he moved forward in love to fulfill the Father's will, a divine will that is designed a great and permanent gift. And that gift is a promise of new life, which is unending. and which is available to all who see its possibility and who desire it as their own. This journey that we make towards Easter and the celebration of the Paschal Feast is both the same every year and also unique every year. It is always ancient and also ever new. It is the same story that we recount year after year, and we become accustomed to that story. It becomes familiar. It becomes a family story. We can know this story so intimately that we could tell it to our grandchildren and our nieces and nephews and our neighbor down the street without the text, without the gospel text in front of us. That is how familiar this story has become to us over the years, ever ancient. We speak of a God who existed before all time. Before anything else existed, God was. God is, and God will be to come, ever ancient. The story of our salvation is a constant in our lives. The reality of the resurrection is something concrete and solid. It is something dependable, always available, always offered, year after year, the same. And yet, year after year, we come to these mysteries and these stories and these celebrations in a new place in our life. We may find ourselves this year now in a new place or in a different place than we're used to. Or perhaps we are with new people. Or we come this year carrying with us all of what this last year, since last Easter, has brought to us or offered to us or burdened us with. We come to these ancient stories and realities, this constant gift to us, a different person than we were last year. Each time we approach sacred scripture, each time we approach the gospel and the resurrection, a new time, we are different people, and we will read these accounts, we will hear these proclamations in a new way, and they may be meaningful to us in a new way, in a fresh way, in a necessary way, ever new. And this is the grace of God at work, that no matter what we bring before Him, who we have become or who we are becoming, where we find ourselves or with whom, God is always there for us. This promise and gift of new life is always there for us. God Himself is constantly reaching out to us in many various and mysterious ways. And we have come this night to encounter Him again in the glory of the light of the world. In the light piercing the darkness, piercing our darkness, if there is some to pierce. And we come before Him in joyful celebration, knowing that it is because of Him that we live and that we can live and that we have hope, that we can have hope. Let us treasure this night, this prolonged Easter feast. Let it be for us something familiar, ever ancient, but also ever new, approaching it with new eyes, a fresh heart, awake ears, a supple neck, so that God may move our hearts and fill us with grace to the greatest degree that He is able through our cooperation. Let us remember this night and all days that we can live, that we have life, and we have been given eternal life, ever ancient, ever new. Let us rejoice in this reality. Let us keep this Easter joyfully and in the holy way, so that Christ may offer to us all that we need and all that we deserve and all that He can give us. Even in this new year, even in this new place, this new time, these new needs, let us turn to our God, who is constant and sure.